dā lēwō sāmbā chāngyū kī sēnyō sūyī lēwō chē tēlā yā tsūsā kī yā nā dā lō chōng kī yā nā sā tī tsō kāntō shū sīnē tērīng kī dā chāngyū kī sēm tēlā dā mēmbā sēnshē dā tēgā nā shīn chūkbā sēnshē sīnī chē tē nā shīn dā dōngbā tēlā yā chāngyū sēm bī kī dōngbā tēlā nī mēndōṁ tā chū dōṁ sā tē rē nī yō rē shē sā tē tsō tsā mā dā kāsāng kāntō shīvā nā shīn chē nē tōmē kī lō dāng, lō tō kī lō nī, kāng kī lō tān nā yā kāng dā chokā lā tēnē dā chāngyū kī sēm tōng dē lēng gō gō rē sī dī lēng bī kī chokā dē dāng dē nā shē pā nā shīn chē nē jitā rā hūn chē dē shē lā sō bā o dī sō gō nī dā chāngyū kī sēm tōng dē lēng nē dā kā rē chō gō rā sā nā dī nī mā tēnē jitā rā hūn chē dē shē chē chāngyū tū nē chē pā tā nā sā nē dā dī chāngyū sēm tōng léngyá kén chóká ché, dé lá dá káxé ké dá tsí káng tángbó dé ké dé né mén bá tsén ché léng gó ré sé, nín bá dé ké nyú bá tsén ché, sún bá dé ké né tsén ché dé tén bár ché gó ré é sén tó nyó, dén ré ché né dá xé tsón tám rá dén né dó dé dé ríng ké kó só dá dé só kón rá wó xé gó dá ká ré sén á né dé ní má ló bén jan só trén xé gó dá káxé ké ká ré ló wó ré sén á jidá rá ngón ché dé xé ché jan chú tú né ché bá tá ngá sé dé ké mén bá tsén ché léng Tene chanjo simbi loba la teda rinshi neba tara seya dike yuba senshe che. Tene dejin dola pendo yendo chanjo sene che jishin seya dike ta donba de rangu jola len chanjo de tenbo zogo yore sendo nyo. O dine che shi gare sungda. Ta kaan tara luduk lugu tara to che songa yana choga de tsa sum lo ne tama de la da menba kase mendum ta judo nincha rangu jola tog yore deyi koso rangu jola ane chanjyu sendung de tosun nyane da dine tengu uras shing da karsana di tamala da tsarsum dene tamala chanjyu sengi dongba de togu yore yine yang sosuk jela tolo de tosun nyan bigri lo de mache dwa yina yang chanjyu sendung de togu yomara shing da dine yin de da choga de tsarsum dene yine tami koso da chanjyu sendung toyan togu yore yine rangi di tosun tenyan tengu uras o dine nabu che
So generate bodhicitta, the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking, may I lead all sentient beings, my parents, to the state of complete enlightenment. In the text we're studying, the Bodhicaravatara, we're now in the third chapter, which is of taking hold of bodhicitta. In that we saw already the aspect of the section on the accumulation of merit and the section on the lojong, the mind training. And now we come to the actual taking of the vows. And as we saw yesterday, so in terms of bodhicitta, when we generate bodhicitta, there are two aspects. There is the bodhicitta in aspiration and the bodhicitta in action. Now, when we take the vows also, then the distinctions are made between bodhicitta in aspiration and bodhicitta in action. There are vows for bodhicitta in aspiration, bodhicitta and bodhicitta in action. And so yesterday we saw that there are different traditions, different ways of taking the vows, such as the tradition of Asanga, the tradition of Nagarjuna, which are slightly different. But in any case, we take the vows for both the bodhicitta in aspiration and the bodhicitta in action, in both cases. And so we saw that there are, when we discussed the different tradition, then there was, we take the vows with the ritual starting with the, just as the Sugatas of former times, so with this sentence. Page 42 in the Bodhicitta Vow booklet. And so some are saying that the first two verses, for example, are just as the Sugatas of former times arose bodhicitta, that corresponds to the bodhicitta in aspiration. Then, and established himself by stages in the training of bodhisattva, that corresponds to the bodhicitta in action. And then the just so for the benefit of beings, I will arouse bodhicitta, that corresponds to the kind of make the our vows firm, or making the fact that we've taken the vows kind of make it firm. And so, and we conclude in saying, and likewise I will train progressively in those disciplines, so that, and then I wish to point we kind of actualize that we have actually taken the vows. We need to think that we've actually taken the vow, and that is important to also in this way, kind of actualize, make sure, and otherwise just say that the vows are not really taken. So we need to take the vows and then think, now I have received the vows, now I have really taken those vows. And there are different traditions, and also we can see that the tradition of the great Indian master Sagaramega also is slightly different, where when we repeat the first time, so those verses, then we take the vow of bodhicitta in aspiration. When we repeat the second time, that we take the vow in action, and then at the third time, then we take we make the vow, the taking of the vow, stable and firm by actualizing that we've actually taken the vow.
Chanju sendon de yani yando lembala teni ani rangu jula chanju ki sende teni chini chewe ra jun sende la teni da kadu yine ya soso ke chanju ki sendon lensa ke yu de la da rob chunga ina lama tsini ta denba teni ma chunga ina ya da teba chenbe ke kusun tu den gen den la ani soso ke soa to ne da choga de so mande ani teni ma chunga ina ya da nenchi nanka la pa sanje dan chanju senba ani choshin teni pa sato ne teni den den la soso ke pa Sorcine, any tabat in the channel of the Ote in the Yanni and Kadina and Negores. Casanani Chanjuk sent Angula Cheva Chevalata, Lojonchi and Oda, Teganashi, Tosa, Dini Mambo Gunda, Dinashi, and Chanjuk sent on the Yanni and the Negores, Dilayan, Bezen Chegores, Shinda, the Kitchen Boys. Simdonly and
so the those Bodhisattva vows, then we need to take them. Again and again, they are extremely important, and so at all times we should try to take the vows. So if we can take the vows in front of an ordained master, that is the best, but otherwise if we can't, if we're not in the presence of teacher, then we can take the vows in front of a representation of the body or speech or mind of the Buddha, or we can also we are not in the presence of representations of the body, speech and mind of the Buddha, we can also take the vows by visualizing in the space in front of us the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, and then taking the vow in front of them. So it is important to take this vow again and again. It's an extremely important part of our training. And because also if we just get slightly angry, just by getting slightly angry, then the vows of bodhicitta are broken. So as a way to kind of repair that, then we are taking the vow again. So that is why it is important to take the vow again and again, and so to make efforts. So that is, that should be like every day if we can, or as much as we can, taking the vow according to the kind of to the ritual. We should make efforts to try to take the vow as much as possible, in the same way that we need in order to give rise to bodhicitta, then train our mind and so on, accumulate merit and train our mind. Also, we need to take the vow again and again.
Dene da dini ma tsi tama de la rinpa shin do lobar je shing do odi rinpa shin do se ya de la ya dreshe je su min ra wa tis yung da da de kare yung ore sna ani sa cha gi cho da pe la chulu shi ra chulu shi gi na ne sa cha wa du so ge kare shi ore sna man so chon ju sim bi ge dong ba de la nye je dong bi tsu rin gewa chi di gi tsu rin sen je den je gi tsu rin sum ye ra di na ni Nyeche dhombi tsurin de da chanju senpa de la ombo rab chik da rin chik da tama sum yora. Ani ombo yon rab dik da rinpa shindo siya dik ombo rin ta songe tsadung de zo da manyung de se yog yora tungwa de zo. Odi manyung de ne dine songgu ure shebi tuyen re siyeng da rinpa shindo siya dik. Pe na da nangki nyingbi gen do nangle tsadung cho jes nyeche dhombi tsurin de ge da pa pangu ya ki tsadung de ne cho jes song da. Odi tsama ombo chanju sempa ombo rab degi tizo tsama sungu ures. Tene ombo nrini degi chinda drashu chingi shibin to nane 세나가 옮기다 소소기 최대 멜파마 셰야다 대가나시 세네 옮기 소소라 직자란다 오딘데 멜파마 트야 오딘데기 이제다 바지레 어디서 참마다 어니 송고 그랬어 대시데 근데 엄보 타마데 인소에나 산진 털럼 케빈 도나라 가르시 그랬으나 면심장 면심장 민더스데 아 멤버스인데 신전단지 산지 공부 토나 찌마로 냠바게 된데 템비게 로데라 면심 세고라 어디 매바 마소야 되라 아니 면심장 송아스 싱다 당보 타마이네 대가스 직 송는 디거레스 마도 자동 조제단 시드스 참마 마스나 디거레스 심바 신도세야 돼 엄보라 런딩 송에 바나 신체네 아니 송고야 되서야 아 소소 엄보라 따기따기 지네 심바 신도 무송고야 된다레스네 디네체네 다 사제바도 좀 레시티 제거레스 싱다
ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ち
sunja de ring se da chik de ani ombon ring de ge sun tene danda de tama de men sen cham min da se de sanje ko mo thona chi maru nyam ba ge lo de man da wa lo de ma pon san chi chuwa ina ta ombo tama de ge ani chung ju sim bi ge dong ba de ta sun thu ge res o di ge rimba chin do se ya de danda de ne res sun ge ya ge ni zadung de la ta ma nyu min da wa san ye ba na shin ani ombo ron ring sum de kyan din na shin chin de rimba chin de sun go ma da ombo tama de ge zadung jo je ya ani sun thu ge ma ra de ma sun na ndi ge re shi bi shi bi de ne res o de ne lo
And then the last line of the ritual when taking the vows says Rinpa Shindu Labargi, meaning progressively in those disciplines. So this progressively is explained differently by different schools. You know, in Tibet we have those four main schools, the Sakya, the Nyingma, the Geluk and the Kagyu. And so the Sakyapas have this particular way of explaining the meaning of this last line, and particularly the word progressively. And they explain that it refers to the discipline of avoiding negative actions. You know that for the Bodhisattvas, there are three types of discipline. There is the discipline of avoiding negative actions, the discipline of accomplishing positive actions, and the discipline of benefiting others. So within those three, then, the discipline of avoiding negative actions, then they are, to say that there are kind of gradation in terms of avoiding negative actions. Then we can avoid more or less negative actions. And that is explained, because it has been explained like differently in different sutras, three different sutras, then give more or less kind of negative action that we need to avoid. And so that, they explain, it corresponds to the different levels also. They relate that to the different levels of the students. And basically there are three levels. There are those of kind of superior capacity, those of medium capacity, and those of kind of lesser capacity. And for those of the highest capacity, then it is said that they should avoid the 18 root downfalls. So there are 18 downfalls that they should avoid. And for someone of a bodhisattva of medium capacity, then he should, there are four kind of main downfalls, four root downfalls that he should avoid. And that is such as refusing to give money or to give gift of dharma because of a lack of generosity. And for those of lesser capacity, then it is about not giving up the bodhicitta in aspiration. So that is to make sure that the bodhicitta in aspiration of wanting all sentient beings to reach enlightenment is they do not abandon that. So that is for them, the for those of lesser capacity, how they should keep the bodhicitta vow. So we see that there are In this way, they explain there are three different levels for those of higher, medium, or lesser capacity. And for those of lesser capacity, it is just not to abandon the bodhicitta in aspiration of wanting all sentient beings to reach enlightenment. And because for them, it wouldn't be possible to observe the 18 root downfalls. So since it is explained, there are three ways of explaining that are found in the sutras. In the sutra, that we can find more or less downfalls that we should be respected in regard to the bodhisattva vows. So therefore, then in the Sakyapa school, they relate this term progressively to a different level of students in terms of the discipline of avoiding negative actions.
So, Solam Jolam, Tinin Tonam Sene, that lamb the day Shagudi. Solam Ginikos, and Yeshe don't be tooting the Nyanenche. Jolam do that gave a chidigi tooting the Nyanenche. Any palam, that Tonam the Gonanik Negos, Senjit Tinjig Tutinla, Ni Loba de la, Tinit Rimbajin the Lobas, or the Nick Shigures. The Shichit Rimbajin the Loba chase. Solanchi Negos, so Nyeshe don't be tooting a lob. Any Jolam do give a chidig tooting a lob. In Tonam da Gonanich Negos, Sengin Tenjig tooting de la Lobala, Rimbashin to Lobs, that Rimbashin to City, Solam, Jolam, Tonam Gonanch Negos, Chick Rimbashin to Surinstumbo, Losuch Shinda, O Dick Tendares, imagine the city. In a desert, some other Tendado Chick Chebashram in the Carson Sosogi, this Chick Deshe Jesundo Changda. Late on Bobata, on both member of Chinani, in Saturn Jorge Botanji soon to Maradini, Mensen Mabon at Sangita, Didora. Then he did on both days rub Noaina, Jeans and Yina called the gas chick Sunja to Sanga, the gas soon to Chigora. And then on both Yaro inani, Tai called Tuma Rabba inandra, Troy inandra, Samako soon to Vera, or the Nidovich. Then a landlord because Yana. Sonanji Negos so that Nisha don't be Surin Yanenche, Jalamdo that gave a chidig Surin Yanenzoche, and Tonam the Gonanj Negos, Sengin Tunjig Surin. Casan Pagi Palam Tots under the Sengin Rodin Karechego in a Tigaschik Nibacha Yara, Jimsen Deletin, Sengin Tunjig Surin said it, Palam, so Logos.
And they also explained the same school, the Sakyapas, that also another way to understand this term progressively would be that, so among the five paths, the first is the path of accumulation. And so first on the path of accumulation that we would train in the first discipline, that is the discipline of avoiding negative actions. Then on the path of journeying, that we would train in the discipline of accomplishing positive actions. And on the path of seeing and meditation, then we would train in the discipline of benefiting others. So that is another way that is explained. But basically they come down to it's just a different way of saying, a different way when we try to explain a little bit, then we come to these kind of distinctions. But actually, in reality, it comes down to the same thing, is that as the beginning, when you generate bodhicitta, then if you can just keep the bodhicitta in aspiration, then that is good. That is good enough. If that is all you can do, and at the beginning, then you train in that. You train in the bodhicitta in aspiration, and that is fine. That is keeping the bodhisattva vow. And then, as you develop, develop your mind, and then you are a bit more able to then benefit others. And so, therefore, you kind of train also in positive actions, and then. Of course, when you reach on the bhumis, meaning on the path of seeing, path of meditation, then become an Arya Bodhisattva, then you benefit others, and it's also related to the fact that when we reach on the bhumis, then we have much more power, much more the capacity to benefit others.
So, lay down over to soak, so soak, lady, Jimbatan to Yamare, any tambo, that calendar within it, this chick Jimbatan. Tinage mentioned the Yadilla, Mambo Condo, Tinichik Chalanda within it, Jimbatan. Tadilla Yani and Condo, Tinny, tama dala da so sok lue yang jimba tang tuya o dinde ke dar meishin ya chi loya jingda ma do yang so sok zani kuro ma tung ye de chi utsu jane da chi loja de la lo de yang da bo dinde ma yin ba ko shimba shin do kase so sok gi ni lo tu ba yin o dinde chen ya shimbe gi lo chu ba dinde shi la yang shimba shin da lo ba s da so zi cho de so ge so sok lue de ngue su da jimba tang tu ye mare yin ya da chi kala nda bo da ani de ga na shin da jala din de pa jimba tang tu ye ra dinde yan yan da tang la teni teni ya phalam da bo teni phabi ke lam thon ro de teni so sok lue de ya jimba ngo s tang tu da bo dinde chi ne jimba yin do so sok ge da nyane ka se che tu ye o de tin ne da me shin da la ya de la jimba yin lo ba s
And another way to approach this also, and to see the kind of progressive aspect of the training in this discipline, is that we need to basically see where we are at and what we're able to do, and to kind of train accordingly. And for example, at the beginning, we're not able to give our body, but so we need to train with things that we're able to give, such as a bit of food, some vegetables, a bit of money, and then so train with where we're at, and in order to develop our generosity, our capacity to give, so that when we'll reach on the bhumi, on the first bhumi, on the path of seeing, then we'll be able then to give our body.
That the nege she tsun dam dan da yin ya man so da ran lu ni mi ge lu la ka re she go re sa na de ne la zong shi bin do san je gin do de na na ka re sung re sa na that dui dan dui su chung se xian da dui dan dui se de man so ka dui na ta bar chung ju sim bi ge lo ja de la ka dui na ju du ge ya ma re lo du ge ya ma re de ga na xin nyan le che du ge ya ma re yin ya ani chang chang le chi so so ge dui se dan ding yi ding yi che ne yang chi chang le ti de si chi nyan le ro de ne che ne so so ge ni ba da ding yi ding yi che go ra ma da yang chi zan ni ko ro dui se ge zan ni man kong de ni so so ge su bo ge zan ni ne ge nyan le che ma du ya ni ne ge ka si ne ya da dung u zu che ne dinde magoya chiko tisela tagi tagi chene o dinde chene ni nyanen chego res sanje gin do den sun yeres ti sun ba na shin ta janju simbi gi cheba sinye de pe janzo na shin chene ja chim bo ta tin so ba dinde chago ra de le tong bo ba se de ta so ji cho de so ge tang bo ni dinde gi cheba na de so la ta lob tu ma ra juk tu ma re pe na u den yan la jin ba ta yan se yan da bo ta de ga na shin ge ta so so ge cha la de so cha ma ba jin ba ta yan de ga na shin yen sanje de so cha ma ge ta den che ya ओ दिने के लौजा दिस छामाला तंबने लतुंग मारेस त सोसोले निबा कासेन्दो कासेस जिग न्याने छेतुंगदो ओदेले तागी तागी छेनेनि चिरमेशिन या लबशावैन तें काले 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 नि सारु 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 जन रोगेरेस दि माही बाता सोसोक चानि मानि देगेन्देला तंबने जुगशावैन तिनि जिग न्यांगा छव छवेस शेगदा पेना सोसोके नि सुबोदे ngwes jimba ta ma thu pala नि jimba ta ग इनसि चिक ल तिनि चिक याना दा ता गोदा लाबा दिस चिक चेगुदे Digi sana di sui ma dhani dhani jaba che gara Dhan jaba che sama ina dhani sama tulan rocha gara O dhani ma inba Soso kase nigundu tagi tagi chene Niba da dhani soso ke O dhani chene nyane che ya tila Dhar mba ishin dhala waas Dhanda nguma rao dhire suni
And so there are different The different traditions then explained differently And if we look for example at our tradition The Nyingma tradition Then follows the explanation given in the sutra requested by Subahu. And there it is said that this term progressively here means more like from time to time or little by little, meaning that it is impossible to train constantly in the activities of the Bodhisattva. We cannot at all time always be training in the Bodhisattva kind of discipline. So therefore, it is like from time to time or little by little. Little by little also in the sense that the activities of the Bodhisattva are vast, like they're compared to an ocean, the vastness of the activities of the Bodhisattvas. And for example, it is not possible at the beginning to readily give our heads or to give our limbs or to always do whatever it takes to help sentient beings. At all times. So we need to kind of train progressively to see where we're at and then accordingly train and develop to come to the capacity of being able to do this. So that is the kind of approach here, because if we come to do things that are not in the range of our capacity, we're not really able to, and then we come to regret what we've done, we've given something that we're still quite attached to, and then we come to regret it, then it says that the positivity of this act is lost by the regret, and it actually, it would have been better not to have done it than to have done it and then regret it after that. So therefore, that is why it is important to train according to one's individual capacity and slowly, slowly build up and be able to give and to act and to according to the vast conduct of the bodhisattvas.
Nā tē kēchīmbō rē kārī sā nā rīmbā shīndō sēyā dēgī tūndā, rīmbā shīndō lōbā jē sēyā dēgī tūndā dēnē shē sā. Kārī sā nā nī dēnē mā jē sā wā yī nā kāshē kī nīmā kāshē shūgō jī ūsū jā nē dā chē dōk. Nī tā mā dō sō sō nē bā chā, tā dēnē jī kāngā tē wā dē, tā ngē chē dōk mī sā kārī sā nā nī chē dō dē nā gīn dō, tsā gīn dō sēyā dō wā dā, nī jī kāngā mā mbō tē gīn dō sē nē, tēnē tsā nī kōrō chē lō mā gā ngīn chā nō gā dā. Tā dēnē jī nī mā kāshē shūgō jī chē jā nā dēgī pēntō jī gā lē gā mā rē. Shmeyishindu chwe nyane chiya di munti ni jwe rumbo chile kare kare munti gugur mada nima kashe le shi uchi che shiwa ina ni ji kare se soso la ni chwe digi ta tunya da tega na shingi di ni kanyan le tukum da ta shmeyishindu munti ni ni kare 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 soso ki nipa la tagi tagi che ne di ni munti ni jwe rumbo chile che shiwa ina di ni ko di zanru zanru daya yur mada nima kashe shi uchi che shiwa ina digi jik pendo de gas lemda de kana da pendo meba mase yeba kas meba mase sozala ani de changda sozog nise da matin ting ma shepi jumsen la tene dine subola nasan da mena tene yune chela magangi pe nima khashel utsuk jane chi shuj chene khashe ki che nge che nyane che ge yesen nima khashe shuj chi zundi jane utsuk chengda ande ne che je de chik nasan dhamida dhindi lingda kashi te semba ma dhingi chayinda wada kashi le zubu nasan dhindi lingda karsana baya dhili uzu jayshadi ta dhila dhini dhini chwe di tsanyi kuro dhunye ma dhungi chwe le tsanyi magayi chayinda karsana ko chwe dhindi uzu jayshadi nipa di ta di le tukuyo mara karsana ko chwe ki ta di le lawa chin dhindi nipa thunyanda ki ta thunyanda dhindi yo mara nima kashi ko munti ni junu mo le chik chayguro ma dhungi nima kashi le che jaya tsangi ta ตาเทมาดินะตะทินินตะเลลาวราตะดิตายังกะยันเทยังเมทินินสุโบละนาซันตะมะระเลวุติอะตะชวยละเยติกาสชิระยัสจิมันดังดินเนยังจิกาชายมันดุสตินซันมาเซตินินนาวินดุสดัมมะระตินิชากุดุตินินตินิชวยเดละมากันจันดุญเยมาดุญญะเนเชญะมาดุญชากุดาตินินเดเนยนะโกซอซุกนิบะละตะกิตะกิมาเจบิกิจวนชากุดาตินินตินเนมายิบะคะเลคะเลซอซุกิกะซึญะเนเชตุงดุตะกิตะกิเชเน Then Munti Nipa, Jun Rumbola, the Nichevaina, the Ni Yazanrozanrone, Yawichai Sunda, Tendichi, and Yanin Chedon, that's by the Love Seri, Laton, the Nidres. Then the Sosa Tambone, Yanin Chedon, Chet Dodon, or the Nichener, by the Loba Jesumana Shinchen, and Chegor Mada, and Dil Sani Matane, that Chick Nimakashi Shuchin, which Nish would say you could attend the Nichevaina, Tinny. Chik rimbaji ndo loba jesea deki tuandada male ne tini chik chue lo magangi ndo wo odi ni chaungda rimbaji ndo loba jesea deki tuandada hama ure.
So this is a very important aspect that we need to keep in mind also as we train in the Dharma to go progressively and not, for example, get enthusiastic about your practice and then you would, you know, really practice very strongly for a few days. But then, if you do that, then there's a great deal of chances that you may be discouraged and, you know, may be tired, and at the end you've done like so much that after some time then you just get a little bit bored by the Dharma, by the practice, and don't want to practice so much. And so this is the opposite effect that you've achieve is that then in after that, then when you think about, oh, I have to practice, then you associate in your mind with this kind of a boredom that you felt from too much practice. So it is important to go progressively. That is, the Dharma, then we should practice it like continuously, progressively. It is much better to spread, to do continuously a little something that we can cope with, rather than trying to do a lot, like on a few days, weekend, and we're going to do a lot of practice, but then after that get kind of disgusted or tired, or then lose kind of interest in the Dharma. The Dharma is more like a continuous process. What we want to do is to train continuously in the Dharma, in its precepts, and so that is the way to go about according to one's capacity. Then we develop slowly in this way to be able to do more and more. But then if we just do, I spend a few days really concentrate on a focus, you know, very strongly, and then not only it won't have any benefit, but also we may even get injured or get sick from, you know, overdoing and things like that. So it is important then to be realistic, to practice in accordance with one's capacity, and to practice continuously, and in this way develop more and more slowly one's capacity. So that is why here it refers to progressively. This term progressively is quite important.
That did you? That did you? Gawa gombas shingda. Gawa gombas ya dila ani soso ngene gawa gomba ta ani dila tene mishenda ya gawa gondo chuba. Jungsen karasana da. Chonjuk is sense in the pet saw chimboimba. Kasi Ranguja Chonjuk send the Chebaina, then Chewani Tero Mambola Sasha get that Dibatan, Dubat Sama, any Mavason on the Odinik saw chimboki, Chonjuk is send the Ranguja Cheva Chebala, that Chonjuk send on Nangore, and Chonjuk send on the Leneta, Minyamba Chegi Cheto, that Gawagongore Shinda. Jumsen Carson, Chonjuk send on the Lene, that Karecha Gorsanani, Soso, Sanjaki Risu, Cheva. Sanjegi says Cheva. Any Jasses Shimda, Jasses Yagi Junse Karasana, any Sanjegi Junju to the same Kande Cheva, Odina Shinchene, Dig Jesuli and Jushevi Junsen at any, Dini, Dinyane Cheding and Kanzatsula, Jasses Shimda, Odinda will get that Kandara, Sosogene, Junju Sendon Lens, Languere, Odin Lenshadida, Sanjegi, the Risu Cheva Senanda, Sanjegi says Cheva, Odin is Chagueres. अनि संजय के जासो यं चालू हो रहे हैं शेंग दादा अंगांसो अनि जिन्हें कि नाना दा जबो दिगे पुंडा उधर ने योजना है ना तो ने को पुदे यंदें चंबो चागो यं ना दे जबो दिगे कोने दुस चामा कोगे जिने अनि जासी चंटू गेरा उधर ना शिंचने ता संजय के खाने सुन्या बाद दुस चामा सोसो के सेंडम दे लैंबा यी ना What did you hear? Junsen Teresinda, the Gawa Gongores.
And then there's the meditation on joy, or the developing joy, rejoicing. And there's rejoicing, so oneself rejoicing from having taken the vow, and also kind of exhorting others to rejoice. And the reason for rejoicing is that so in this way, through the Bodhisattva vow, then we've taken the bodhicitta, give rise to the bodhicitta, and bodhicitta is extremely precious. So there's this joy of having given rise to the bodhicitta, and then that will now come to train in the in bodhicitta to make sure that it will not wane but increase ever further. So in that there's a immense joy also that we've been born as in the family of the Buddha, it says in the family of the Buddha, or as a son of victorious, or like a prince, and like so a king. So when he has his son that comes to learn about all the skills that his father has in order to rule the country, then slowly then he developed the capacity to also be able to also rule over the country and to protect its people, and then to take on whatever his father was doing. So it's the same when we become a bodhisattva, when we've taken the bodhisattva vow, give rise to the bodhicitta, then at this time, then as we said earlier, we become son of a victorious, or like a prince, son of a Buddha, so meaning that we're not able to kind of train in whatever activity, whatever he's taught that should be done, then we can train in that, we can start to do that so as to be able to do whatever a Buddha does in order to help sentient beings. So we can already now being a bodhisattva, then work, train in those activities and benefit sentient beings by means of those. So in that also there's a tremendous joy.
Pendo yabaji chagwere su, junzen karasana sozo ge junju jodo sen jeba tanga, junju sendon len shaba ina, en milu lenba deyan, duen yabaji chagwere su shingda. Karasana nganso ge milu lu de kasi yabuji cheswa ina, en tabi kompon roya la duzin nashi, yins. Kasi jeba ndigi tola da, diba dende shu chenpo cheswa ina, en koha lama tindo, tindo sedi tso chenpo chingnana, ni dochi yu shaba ina da, Kadu yin yang ko do de magila chuki ting la ya la de gre ma do chuki ting ni ko do de ya chukan ya le tu mara odi na shin chene ya bo chu ge wa ya bo che so yin ni ta bi kon bon ro ya la mo so le de tu zin na shin pen do yores de ma yin ba chi mi ge wa chang chong che so yin ma so le de la ten ni ten ma kho la nu ar chi bi ge jo yan che gre jun sen de la ten ta na ma so ke mi le le ya de ga s chi le shan yo ma yin ba ta chik zambi gu tone da len shan jo tende re ten do ni so so gawa gong gore jun sen kar san lu ten di tone da man so gu jun ju jo do sen che gora jun sen tele tene nga so gu lu len shan ya tiyan tiga si ching lu len shan jo ma yi ba pe zambi gu tone lu len shan jo ren do tene o di gawa gong gore se
also we need to rejoice because of when we've of the precious human birth that we have. And because when we take the bodhisattva vow, then also we have this precious human birth. We need the support of a human body to start with to be able to take the bodhisattva vows. And so once we've given rise to bodhicitta, then our body, as it says in the famous quotation, that if our ways are good, then the body is like a ferry that carries us to liberation. And that if our ways are bad, then it is like a stone that pulls us down in the samsara. So that is, for example, if you know a stone like in the ocean, if you put a stone in the water, then the stone will go down to the bottom of the ocean and will never come up. It will never be the case that you know the water will be managed to pull the push the stone back to the surface. So that is if we do negative actions. But whereas if our ways are good, meaning if our actions are good, if we act positively, then the body is like a ferry that would carry us to liberation on the ocean of samsara. We'll be able to cross the ocean of samsara by means of this, thanks to this body. So once we've given rise to bodhicitta, then this body is not just any body. It's very much we have now the precious human birth. This precious ferry that would be enable us, that has the capacity to carry us all the way across the ocean of samsara to liberation. So in that, then we should also rejoice very much.
Karse dine tengu gore sunda sanje chonde dine ta jambi yane rimbe shindo tanda sozo ge tsayu lami pato ta lama shimba shindo dine jugya gora o di juba dhizu tsama ke la ani chanju simbi ge ta tsatung trima dhizu ge tsanyi ta kuyo manyung ba o dine chade gora o di ta sozo ge tanda dine ge kuyo manyung ige ani chanju ge sendon ta chanju ge senje dhizu ta sozo ge tsu len gore o di len shanjo de la ta Sosok ini sanjaya dan da jambi yang dan ten na shin chene rinpe yun da sosok zayi lama dusok kandai sunga na shin chene o dik jes jugne da kandar ane terine sunde da randun zanyi meba ane shende kona dine la ane mbegi yin sende drug yin sende ni yane ato da tengu gure sunda da yane ato tenya rima da sosok ngus da dine shi lalin jitawa shindo tatu gure sende di tatu kumara shiye sunga kasu dagi kongda rinpe yun da logo gure sende lo di zambala da rinpe yun da logo wa yin yang Nini da correct tangorsana. Ni odine chenida, chonju ki sen chebata, chonju ki sen do lene sunde, da kadine ya, randon tsani maimba, ni shende konala da, dugins, logins, and the yan and the tangorus. The tremba inada could the nechi yan and lotone comba inat, kale kalechi, tigana shinchenida, lalea, tartuva, the yungres shinda.
So the also we rejoice in having taken birth in the family, in the lineage of the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, and who always act for the benefit of others and always perform what is beneficial, and who has never and they never do negative actions, or they never this is a lineage that has never been stained by a downfall of selfishness and thinking of oneself and so on. So now that we have taken birth in this lineage also, then we will do everything that has, as according to the teachings that we have received, according to what has been explained, that we should be doing, always acting for the benefit of others. So here we need to think in this way: may I always act for the benefit of others, may I do whatever I can in order to help others, more than actually doing it. Actually doing, as we just explained, there's this kind of level or this kind of progressivity in the training. And so at this stage, it is more about thinking about it, a kind of thinking again and again, again and again. May I be of benefit for sentient beings? May whatever I do be of benefit for sentient beings? May I be able to do whatever it takes in order to help others? So these kind of thoughts. So it's more about training our mind in this way, thinking in this way, more than actually doing those actions. So in that also, having taken birth in this lineage, in this unstained lineage of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, entering the family of the Buddha, then we should very much rejoice.
Dine da gawa gunsu chigla ni chonju gi sense ya de ni ka yin ni ka wa yin ba za chim bo yin ba dinde chi cha de gora ta de ka si chi dinde chi ne ba yin na ta ko gawa gong go gres pe na mi shi ta mi lo wa yin de ni mi chi ge de ni kono dinde che pa zun ro de de ge ni ma bo dinde pu sha sa chi na ne in no bo yi jing no bo chi ne ba yin na ten ko pe ma si ga gra ta de ha le ya dinde ga gra ka sa na ko ani mi yue mare tiga na shin ta kenyi dine na ni ko nobu di nye shen jura o pe ma si ga gara isi ta dina shin chine nga so ge ju la karo yore si na nyomon dinde yore nyomon dito tsama kenyi na shin chine ta nga so ge ju la dinde mambu cha de gara o dinde mambu ge yueba na ni tine chik chanju ge chodo sen che ya dan chanju ge sen don lenya ge chik gewa dinde chungwa ina ta di yin ge nobu rinpo che de kenyi no nye nyeba na shin cha gara isi dinde ta dinde ge ये चंजुक सेंदे ने सिबा अंकोवा ता ने शिवा न्यांदे थेबा मेंबे कि न्यांदे दिसो तादु दुंगा थंजे ल ट्राई मरा ओ दिसो छमा कि ता गुबा गुबा सेना ता कि नेबे कि छा दिसो छमा पा सेतो गरेस गुबा ता दुंगा ल कोरा ओ छमा को चंजु सेंदे कि ता मेबा सोतो गरा दिनी नब नने ता छोदो चबा दे चंजु सेंगे सेंदे छा दे गरा ओ दिनदे जि नेबा इन ता गवा गोंगो गरेस कारसना को जि केनी नानी नब दिनदे Segue rawatin de njunya ke nobutin de nye de gawa de shu chen bo chi che gu yana ta siba ta ni shiwi ke chi dunga de chama me ba so to ya ke de ni chonju ke sen de ta nyoma de mambo ye bi ke na ni ta de ni ka si chi che ba yana ta de la gawa gong gu yana rawatin de cha gu res de nga so ju la ta da chonju jo de sen che ya ta chonju sen don le ya de de ga si chi kro chi Junghun to Soyan about the name Maimba Tony, Junghun Yon over Esna, the Maresunda, the Maimba Pekarukos, and so symbols and boot sheen the day, sudden in boot in the era. They call sheen the day, Saro de, Sans on a coron, the sheen the Saro de, Chigiki sued in the Chagda, or the Kurongi, Karechagos, and go Tewongi. They want the Kurongi Chick the Yigi de Yigi yip de, that Kurong Cheto Soyan Rawada, the Gana Shinke. Di soya la junghun tu soya rawa tinde kanya mara kurong ta chik tinde kanjung manju chik sadi di tinde yip da mera tinde chagun da o tinde chene ngan so la chanjuk sende chegwe rasa na di chegwe mara sa di ngun la soso ke sunam tinde mambo sa yore o di sabi ke jula tinde tinde tanda ngan so ke jula chanjuk sende chegwe re o di chea di yanta pe koko zambo chi chade gore di indi tinde chi chewa ina ta yana yanto gawa gong gong gore sa
And as a way also to kind of meditate on joy, to kind of rejoice, then also we can use examples. And there's this one example here of a blind man who is who has found wish-fulfilling jewel in among a heap of trashes or refuse. And so it's the same with the bodhicitta, the trashes are like it's the correspond to the negative emotions. And among all those negative emotions that we found this jewel, this treasure of bodhicitta. And bodhicitta is this incredible treasure, is extremely precious because it is that which will dissipate all the suffering of both samsaric existence and also of the peace of nirvana, of the arahat, when they fall in the peace of the nirvana. So the bodhicitta can eliminate all forms, all the suffering completely. That is the very thing that can eliminate all suffering. So therefore, it is extremely precious. It's like this jewel. So we're like this blind mind, blind by all our negative emotions. And then we found in the middle of all those trashes, then the jewel of bodhicitta. So in that also, we should rejoice. And it is said that the fact also that the bodhicitta has been born in our mind is not like writing formed by gnawing insects in the wood, and because then sometimes you know when insects are eating the wood, like they can make like forms that look like writing actually, but it is not that the insect wanted to write something that they, you know, he just thought about, oh, I'm going to write this today. And it's a nice letter. It happens so that by knowing the wood, then, you know, it ends up looking like a writing. So bodhicitta is not like that. It's not just due by, does not arise by mere chance, but this is on account of the vast amount, huge amount of merit that have been accumulated in the past that we are now able to give rise to bodhicitta, to the precious bodhicitta. So now that we have that we have given rise to bodhicitta, then we have this extremely precious bodhicitta, like this jewel, then we should very much rejoice.
That digi nye kawa yinba. Karisana dende ki kini nano la ta mi langa jige nobu nye siya de to pe masi nye kawa dende la. Kasi mi yoba yinan to ko jik pazo la jik tsena ta desi rasi bara. Yinan ya ta mi langa yinba che denya kini nano na ta Nobunia de Pem Masigi, Nick Cabotine. But then I shinchin and Dangan Soga Jella, New Mountain, the Mamboy Vicini, Changucho, the Sentia, the Junia, the Tina Shinchin, and the Nick Cabores. That the Nima Cassi, the Nishi, Nevaina, Tinny Tenchamboda, Zachimimba. Carson and Changugu sent the Nishi Chevaina, Tela Tene, that Sentient Sama Sosoge, Chukalin, Drogic, and Devaina, Ted and Tubigone, the Nima, Chesiene, the Cheshevalatine, Sentient Samagi. So chidag this shame the wrong maybe going down and so sugar out the chida this agree with the meva so to wear us. The meva sonnet didn't desert sama chime minji big tone that Sanje Kumbona good to wear us. The good data and chimeki this shame that like it did the rabbi in a taco lenchic ning the lilla that masha chop to wear out. Then I shinchen and so get Chanjuki send the nebaina tell it in a sentient sama get wrong maybe she. Maybe to any shiguyagita, chidaki do the part chumne, and chummy bigita, so Sanje Kumbonde, that totogures, Jilaman, the legend that Kanda, Chonjuk Sena Dene, and in Chivikin Chibade, a pound by him by Shinga. Oh, the legend, then I shinchin at Neko in a Chonjuk sent the Rangjula Chevaina, Dimingin Chiva de Zogia, no to Marcinga, Dimingi Chiva City, Maso, Messe Pena, Trujus, Deagita, Tene, Messe Yavaina. Ina ya tipa tu dea marane parula ta kashi shiro yera chig ma mota rindo yanda wata ani yani sado yanda wata tineko dimingi chise de tinere so so mise de trucuz pa tu dea ki mise yeba ina ya tipa tu ani mise trucu magan kane chig parula ta shiro yanda tinere dimingi chise yanda odi ya ani chonjuk sende kasi yeba ina tineki dimingi chiva de ya dotu kure shiyanda junse tela tene ta lai ki dutsi leja anda and chodu choba de chonju sing this race lai this de ta chik so de da len chik na nyin de la da so so ne chiwa de chot gur sing da lai this tong sha wai na ta chonju ki sen de yo bai na de ne ten du kro rong me bi go ni shi go ya ge da chi da ge de ten du pa chon ne sa wa ne kro me ba so ne da shi ma go ya no chiwa me bi ge ne ko mo de ne nye ro ro jun sen de la de ne da ga si de ne nye bai na pe za chi mo yin ba da अने ट्वेन चंबो ये बा उधर ले रहे हैं ता देशो दिले ला पासन होता नहीं दिने rāng jī la chāng jū kī sēn chē yā tāng sēn tōn lēng yā tī tsō lā yā tā pē chī gāwā gōng gō rī sī jōng zēng kā sī na dī pē nye kā bō yīn bā nye na tuyān chēn bō yīn bā pēntō chēn bō yī bā tī rī chī chā gō tā jōng zēng tī tsō lā tī nī nī ngā sō kī chāng jū jō tā tsāng tāng sēn chē yā tāng sēn tōn lēng bī kō sī nā yā wā tī nē chē nī tī tsō lā pā sā nā tā nī gāwā gōng gō rī sī.
So that is to illustrate the difficulty to find the bodhicitta, our rarities, that we have this example. So if we think of a heap of trashes and just that in the middle of it, if there's a jewel, like a stone, precious stone in there, and even if you try to find it, if you just search for it, how difficult would it be in the middle of all the refuse to just find this a precious stone in it? So imagine then how much more for just a blind person, just to find it in the middle of all those trashes. So in the same way, amidst all our negative emotions, then how rare, how exceptional it is to find the bodhicitta. And this bodhicitta that we found, also we need to be aware how important it is, how precious it is, the value of the bodhicitta. Has come about due to all the efforts made in past lives, in many, many past lives, accumulating merit. And also, to illustrate that, also there's also the Lord of Death, Yama, who is the kind of illustrate the fact that we don't have any control about the time when we're going to die. But then if we give rise to bodhicitta, thanks to bodhicitta, then we can have some control over yama, over the time of death, and then bring also and help all sentient beings to be free from him, from his from the lack of freedom in face of days, death, and being able to lead them to a state of complete enlightenment. So that is... that is the kind of one of the benefit of bodhicitta and how precious it is. Then it can repel the yama or his influence. And as it says in the Uttara Shastra, that by means of the bodhicitta, then we gain the immortality, and we can we're no longer under the influence of the demon of death and the henchmen of yama. And also, bodhicitta can protect us from untimely death. So what we call untimely death is that even though we have a certain kind of lifespan, we could live for a certain time, then because of a car accident or some kind of similar problem, then we die before that. That is what we call untimely death. For example, someone who's supposed to live for like 60 years has this kind of a lifespan. But then, because of an accident, something dies. So that is what we call untimely death. And bodhicitta then can protect from those also untimely death, and then so that we can live our full life. So those are given in order for us to understand how rare the bodhicitta is, how precious it is, and so that this way rejoice in the fact that now we have this extremely precious, extremely rare thing that is the bodhicitta.
Then the chanju send the yes one and then sajeba tebachim be sajeba tondo de then mize nankan ze chen on chola ngang on jar sing da so so la yoji kar go go yene de chama ne on to bala den da ching nankan ne so len chu yan da go den ne long chola ngang on jar de da kar go ne ya de gara tema ta da len chu yan da go den ge chi niwa thogwe shingda, dhuzo tsamaya chonjuk sendela dhene yungwe shingda. Dhena shingchene, dha nga so rowa sengen dhuzo ki jula, ane nyomong dhuzo tsama dha dhuzo ki jula, ane ne nashing, nasa nashing chada gora. Dhela dhene dha, chik dunga mabu yungwe re, o dunga dhuzo tsama meba soya la dhene midubwa gonya sayanda wadha, jamba gonya sayanda. Dhega nashi tenreki nasha dhuzo gomba, o tenreki dha, ane dame ki chwe tenyanda wadha. Tā chīk dungā chūtā chēpā mēpā sōyā lā, chū māmbō yore, mē kī nāni chūtā chūpā tīndē kī chū māmbō yore, yinā yā, dīzu tsāmā kī nāni tā yā shū tē, chāngyū kī sēndē yīn sī shīng tā, tīndē kī tā nē tā pā pērchā nē, Anzo jile yeshege nyomong dan dile tenin chungshege dunga odu chama meba soyala che mambo yore de yine de chama nani chodu chobade chanju gi sende yins de ya da shiching gi ngazu shiching ngondo jen de sono na cheje no na tambo leng dan de shiwa sono ku shin ni shin ji tinze kanyin dan s de gi cheje no no la da kare ten gere sono chanju semba de gi tine kashe teba membi gi yore kashe Ani teba chimbi ki riyore, tar sosu ri kanda yena dedan chimbi gone, unu chueshe gora, odi chueshe ya de zawa karel tene yungore sana, chanju sendele tene yungu yosu shingda, de chanju sendele tene chueshe ya de tene, diso gu jula yosha ya gita, chik dunga juda cheba tsama meba sowe ra, jumsen tela tene ta, men tanji gano unu chukdu chuba tene ya, tar chanju gu sende yinsu.
Also it is said that on the eighth ground of or the eighth bhumi, then bodhisattvas have power over material things, so they're able to manifest whatever they want. And so in this way, then they can dispel poverty and so on. And so it is this great mine of inexhaustible riches and wealth. So that is a kind of a capacity with through miraculous power, then they can manifest whatever is necessary. So because of the bodhicitta, then they reach on this eighth bhumi and then have this capacity then to manifest all sort of things through miraculous powers, so in order to help sentient beings. And it says also that when we suffer from negative emotions, such as attachment, aversion, ignorance, when we suffer from also from like a disease imbalance in our ailments that we're not well, then it is said that the best remedy, there are many remedies in the world, many things that can counteract the different sufferings and many medicine for the kind of physical illness, but the best of all is the bodhicitta. That is the best remedy, whether it be for the negative emotions or it be for the physical kind of ailments. And it is said in the Prajnaparamita, that is here referring to the commentary on the Prajnaparamita written by Asanga, the Abhisamayalankara, then he explains that actually whatever Dharma is taught, of course, needs to be taught in accordance with the capacities of sentient beings, but then what it comes down to is the bodhicitta. It is taught based on the bodhicitta, and so they teach according to the capacity of sentient beings, but then the actual things that is taught, the thing that it comes down to is bodhicitta.
Nazo chebu rob ring tamasum shesa, dinani chebu ring the sola, teba membig land the ten shabalatini, any dinyansu lambalatini, that sibi dunga le traniba, neko sanje comboni, mato ni, that koale ya dunga le tamal trani, the paru de la, nasoya, penum michi be, nimagi be shooting but cigarette and dinni, jenshin de shin de samushi wall deva in, co di timadi, this chikron, any naso to vera. In a co taduni, Pachilondo and Tadu, Nima Gitsira, Odina Shinchin and Niente Drajum Batusoki, Dunga Sama Mevachai Maradine, Nego Takoi Dunga de Pa, Mevach Sonda, Nego Kron, Naso you can take one of it. Then in Dilatinish invasion, the Yasanje Kumun Drogora, Udin, the Nichon Yuk Senatini, Teba Mimbi, Lantem Balatini, Koi Dunga Le Papani, that Nego Nasaviki, any Timengin and Dede and Togres. Then I should shave Chung to Zola, then Gioachuki, Nashatinshadi. Ma ngensongke dunga le trane, ta thori la de miyiki kumbane totuwe ra. Tini teba chimbiki rijendu so la, ta teba chimbiki che, ni janjuki sensei ra dana, tiga nanshin, ninje sen ya dama, tiso mambu chishen lo de, tini sanje kumbo towe ra. O jumsen tela tene, tini neko ta lamiki kumbongi dewa ina yanda, tatu ta nyerangki kumbong dana, tina shin chene sanje kumbong, tiso sama ya janju sen tela tene da, towe res, jumsen tela tene, chik, rāng jōla chāngyū kī sēndē chēpā yīnā nī tēng nyā kāsē pēng chēmbō yabā tāng tsā chēmbō yabā wad nī rā wā tēng gu gu rā sī 네코 단 타두게 다 대화 팬바다 대화에서 참아 장주기 생라 때는 좀 그랬어. 네코 그 팬데 가라스나 먼저 녜송기 동안에 전에 토리라도 메고 뭐 토바제. 아니 타두게 팬바다 대화데 다 타두게 년퇴도 속에 다 드라준비고 뭐 토바. 대나신 대바 침보도 속에 산제 공부 토바데 다 타두게 대화 차고라 어디 참아야 전주 센터를 때는 전주 센터랑 이제 제발 때는 되네. 제보 단디 타서 소소라 가래 더바이나 데데 투미 거니 최셔야 돼. 근데 드레브들이 지 통다. 어 준센들 때는 네고 단타도 그 팬데 말이 받아 참아. 전주 센터 때는 좀 그랬어.
Remember we were talking about the different types of students or sentient beings, those who have a kind of in terms of their motivation, and those of medium kind of capacity who just want to be free from suffering, to be protected from all the suffering of samsara, and then come to reach to the state, to the level of an arahat, and in this way be free from all the suffering of samsara. But that is a kind of a temporary relief. It's a little bit like if someone is working in scorching hot sun and then finds a tree and then sits under the shade of the tree. It's just a sort of a so the heat is not as intense under the tree, but it's just a kind of temporary respite. It's not the kind of the complete elimination of this the problem and the suffering due caused by the heat. So it's the same also with this level of arthood. And then complete liberation is when reaching on the state of complete enlightenment. And so when the Harat then reach in this way, then by training in loving kindness, in bodhicitta, develop in loving kindness and compassion, develop bodhicitta, and reach to the state of complete enlightenment. So that is because of bodhicitta that we can be free from all the suffering, that we reach to the ultimate level of Buddhahood, but also all the temporary level, for those who are of a lesser kind of capacity, who just want to have a better rebirth, to just better their lot and have a rebirth like in the higher realm, such as the human or the gods, then those also, then because of being afraid of all the suffering of the higher realm, then practice virtue and then reach to this level of the humans or the gods. And that is because of the bodhicitta. That is an account of the bodhicitta that they are able to do so. And the more kind of a ultimate kind of level of an arahat, where we've completely eliminated all the sufferings of samsara, also is attained because of bodhicitta, and the ultimate result of Buddhahood is also attained because of bodhicitta. So it is bodhicitta then that gives, just due to bodhicitta, that we are able to kind of reach to those better kind of situations, those better levels, including the ultimate level, the ultimate relief of the state of Buddhahood.
Manso tarba da tini tanchi chenpa ki gongbong toya la da barche che dini tini nyundri dan shiri shi gora o di nyundri dan shiri dhizu tsama ya chonju ki sendi ki meba so gora si da nyundri dan shiri dhizu ki gare cha gora si na pe nima tsabu na shin ki suz gani di tsawe da pe ani dung si di da nima pe shu chenpa tsabu ya na di kanza di ki la ani tsawe dung gora da dunga dunga dini yara. O dila ni chik siwi ki chani di dawaan rabu dini shawa ina dini ko dila desi chik dewaan rabu dini togo yara. O dina shi chani mazogu chila nyomo bi driba da shiji driba nyi ki ta chik shu chenpo ni dunga dini yungu re. O di tsama da meba swa yala siwi ki rang shi ni chonju ki sende dila dini da disu tsama meba sotu gara si shengda. Dini da nyundri sidi karil go gara sana sena la soba. Tenashin ta paro di chimpa dhru soso ki mintin choge ta sena siya ta ni tsunicha siya ta kondro lelo odiso ki ri diso la ta nyundi se gore digi tso taba la parto cho gore taba se di ta koi dunga le pa drasan si la ta taba si gore dila di gore teni shiji dhruva se di ta chik ngobo dhuzo tsama la chik denbaran zin dingi ki zimba shu chimpa chengda odi denbaran zimba ro dila ani shiji dhruva si shingda digi tso karel dhri gore sana ani tanje chanpa si tanje chanpa si di shiji agi chio karayi na yang tsama ani hakuotu ni 게 로들라다 단지 참바시고 어디 토발하다 시지 드바데기 파르투 쪼그레 어디네게 드바니 뭐디서 참아야다 랑구절 전주기 센데 제바이나 되게 에니 메바소도 그래서
대야 시집 담시 김밥이 저라
닌디 닌디 되게 타발 타바스디 코 코르비 동안에 파 거의 동안에 트라스 신다 타바스 신다
and so as we follow the path and we try to reach to liberation and to omniscience liberation being liberation from referring to liberation from the suffering of samsara and omniscience to complete enlightenment and but then in doing so then we face obstacles and the main obstacles that we face are the emotional obscuration and cognitive obscuration because of emotional obscuration and cognitive obscuration then we cannot reach to liberation and we cannot reach to omniscience and it is like for example when we are under the influence of emotional obscuration and cognitive obscuration then it is like we're under this extremely hot sun scorching sun and it's really suffering from the heat and then but then if we manage to eliminate it then thanks to the bodhicitta then it is like the cooling light of the moon. So if we've spent the whole day under this really hot sun and suffering from the heat, and then in the evening where just the moon rises and we have this kind of cool kind of weather at that time, then temperature, then is a relief. So it's the same once we've eliminated the emotional and cognitive obscuration, it's like this relief of a cool moon. And so the emotional obscuration, so it is all thoughts like avarice. So avarice, stinginess, anger, aversion, laziness, all those are those negative emotions are the emotional obscuration and they are obstacle to liberation to be free from the suffering of samsara. And then the aspect of cognitive obscuration is more like grasping at the inherent existence, the true reality, true existence of things. And because of this grasping, it's then considering that things are really there, truly exist, inherently exist, then we cannot reach to omniscience. That is an obstacle to omniscience.
Shiji Dhruvasa Shingdo. Khorsum Siddhi Pena Sozoga Jimba Lava Chik Tango Goyena Jimba Tansa Ki Yodhi Da Ta Jimba Tansa Ki Yodhi Chik Pango Nava Tenele Tango Ra Jimba Tanya Ki Chala Jimba Tankin Sozo Dizo Tsama La Chik Jimba Demaran Simbi Ki Jimba Shu Chimbo Chi Yoba Yina Tela Khorsum Nambar Tovas O Dene Da Ola Ani Shiji Dhruvasa Shingdo Ta Dela Tene Kare Chago Resa Na Ngo Bodo Tsama Ki Ngo Nilu Kare Yimin De Ta Shetu Yamara, the Marikba Chadim. O Junsen Tela then any Shiji Drivas, Shija Tanji Hakotuya, Shija Tanji Totuyaki, Niva Deta, Tsurangjula Machiaki, Partu Chedigra, Digi, Tindichi Kongo, the Samar, Chingzimba Shuchem, which Geno, the Tila Tinida, Sama Hama, Koma Toa Chene. O Junsen Tela then, Shiji Drivas, Shija Tan, Sama Hakoya, any Partu Chedi, Kosona, the Nabar Toa Dela.
And so the cognitive obscuration, so that is referring to the three spheres or three conceptual spheres, and that is of subject, object, and action. And so basically when there is a strong kind of grasping at the true existence of things, of their inherent existence, then there are those three aspects of three conceptual fears of subject, object and action, for example, like when I give something to someone. That is, those three aspects are present there. And what happens then when they are present, when those cognitive obscuration of grasping at the true existence of thing is present, then it veils the all phenomena that can be known, all the noble phenomena because we cannot see the when we see phenomena and apprehend them with this kind of grasping, then we do not see the actual nature of those things, their essence, what they really are. We cannot see that, and because of not being able to see that, then we cannot know. We cannot come to know all phenomena, and so therefore the cognitive obscurations are obstacles to omniscience, because of cognitive obscuration, because of grasping at the true existence of things, then we cannot see their nature, and so we cannot see all the phenomena, and so we don't. This is an obstacle to our
omniscience. 오마데 뚜뚜탄 샤바이나 데 나론네 마르퇴그레 오마크 님보데 마르 용그레 마르데 다도마 메레 슈샤바이나 엔데 나론니 지 다마 다미 다마데 용도 고 마르데 마 슈샤데니 다마 마임바데 차마 티스치 니라오데 차마 솔레랑데 데 나론니 다 다마데 페 고 지 야오데네 용도 데나 신제네 산제게 최데서 나이 다 야신다고 님보라고 데다 전주 센데 인스
데 마르 마르 전주 센
Pesha Varta. And Oma to do Tanshi, Oma Nimbunda or Karasana, Mare, Madi Ningasu Menu Shujadi, Menu Shugana Hako, Madi Menu Shujavina, any Sudivalate, Chick Sobano, the delivery. Then it did some sober the summer pam ever surgeon, and then it did Lama the Pet Tamayer, Maggie.
Oh,
didn't I shinchin and so Sanjay Chunda and Mamma sooner the inner and didn't I know Nanoni Tachi Tama Yashundo. And Chanju could send the ins. That the in between Santa then it. Chanjuk sentela teneta, neko, and tatuki, dewades of sama, totuere, juncentela teneta chick, and then yekawimba, kasi, then nevaina, chick, tenyava, pendo chimbayava. They are sanjiki, church, sama, nanita, nimbora with it, chanjuk saying, be juncentela teni. Teni, tenreke, juncentes or latinate, tandas was of this, chanjuk sent chevata, chanjuk sent on lembicos in a, to sort of a son of any gawagong over this.
And bodhicitta is like the very sap or the very essence of the three turnings of the wheel of the Dharma, of the all the teachings of the Dharma, and it is like the creamy butter that is when you have milk. Then if you churn the milk, then what comes is butter. But then the butter then on the maybe the side might not be. Like it might be a bit, you know, dirty, or it might not be so pure. But then the mill, the essence, is like this creamy butter, the best kind of kind, full and rich. And so the bodhicitta is the same. It's like the essence, it's like the sap of all the teachings of the three turnings. All the teachings are given have at their very essence the bodhicitta, which is like the, you know, this best. A part of the butter after you churn the milk, like the butter is said to be the essence of milk, because each time if you churn the milk, then you'll have butter. So the bodhicitta in this way is like this creamy milk, this excellent kind of essence of the teachings. And if we have the bodhicitta would this is. Because of bodhicitta, thanks to bodhicitta, then we reach the higher rebirth to freedom from suffering, to Buddhahood. So it is therefore extremely precious, and at the same time also extremely rare. So that's why when thinking of all of those elements, how rare it is for the bodhicitta to arise, but also how precious it is. How incredibly precious it is, and how it is the actual essence, the actual teaching that is given in all the turnings of the wheel of the Dharma. That by thinking of that, then thinking that now we've given rise to this bodhicitta, then we should rejoice. That is by thinking, reflecting in this way, then we develop the joy and rejoice in having given rise to this extremely precious yet rare bodhicitta.
Tenen deni mata shen gawa gon to shubas shingda Tā shindā tu sō yāng, nī gāwā gōng tu gōm chū gōg rēs. Tā kāndē gōng gōr sō nā, nī mānsō pē nā mī shindā tu sō gāwā gōng bār chē bā lā, tā sō sō gē chīk kālā rā wā dēne māmbō tā tī chē nē, dī nī mī tī tsū kē tāng. Nē kē tāng nē kō lā kālā māmbō tē bā yī nā, tā mī shindā tī yāng gānd wā rā, wā dī nā shīn chē nē. Nī tā dhruyān tu mbē gōg rēs shīng tā, kāndē chō gōr sō nā. Tā sōsō kī tīndē chāngchū chōdō sēn chēpā tāngā chāngchū sēn tōng lēng gōrē tī lēng yā kī lēng bī kōsī nā yā pāmbō tē tā sāngchē tāngā chāngchū sēn bā tā tsāngmā kī ndīng lā tā sōsō kī ngō sī chāngchū kī sēn chēpā tāngā anī sēn tōng lēng gōrē tēng gōrā pāmbō tā bā tī sō kī ndīng lā tī lēng nē tā rēng sūm bē gōrē sā nā anī sēn chēn tsāngmā nā kā tā nyambī sēn chēn tsāngmā sōsō kī tsūn rēng tōng bē nē anī chī gārīb tē gōrē sā nā tā nē kō tāng tā tū kī dēwā dhizu tsangma ta kanda chanchuk senla dhine yungu yas shesuwa dhine senjian dhizu tsangma ge ta tatu karendo gore sana sanje ge kombo ane sanje ge kombo mato ke ring la neko ta dewa ngondo lato mii ge kombo na pa lato mii ge ta dewa dhizu tsangma ta soso ge pa trikhi yin pa jimba tangi yin trene un drendo bego gore sa dhin drendo bego suwa yin na dhine manso chwe dhru dhe nyen la ga dhe nyen la karcho chong yi ki las xie gora yang dikba mambu sa dhe nyen la ga dhe nyen de la nacho ki las nyin xie gora o dhe yin dhe che song yin dhe karcho ki las dhe tsangma yang da dhe nona mambu xie yung da panggoyen dhunji tsanga se karcho ki las dhe sora da mambu yora o dhe tsangma yang ane dhe sora da chorong zwa ane pa gabo chi si jungtsen karso na kozo ki chwe dhru nyen de la kadu yun na roba che gora dhe roba che gu dhe dhe sen jen tsangma so so kin dhruyen dhun bhe dhe sora ane neko da tatu ki dewa da tsa ma pa jinja di di ni kachu kla tsa yang gandu ura o di indi churang tsa yang ta pa gabo chida ngay di nri chini da sanjian da tsa ma ki tuyan chegi ni so la neko da tatu ki dewa da tregi ni sendo ni
sula cha ura
treya di ta sanjian kuwa la ne di ngay sanjian da tsa ma la pa andi treya di ta chi chwe dhruya la gada nyi ki la tsa ma di ni pa churang tsa gabo chigi si karasa na ni sēnjēn tu tsāngmā na sōsō ki pēmbā tā dēwā tu sō pā jimbā tāng wē rā o dē tāng nē 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 gāwā gōntu shū gō rēs dē chēbā yinā tā sōsō ki chū tu yā rā nē dē sī kā chū lā tu sō ki yāng sūn chab chē gā rēs xēng tā rōba chē gā rēs
Then there's also not just ourselves rejoice but there's also exhorting others to rejoice and may them you know come to also rejoice in that generation of bodhicitta. And so when we take the bodhisattva vows, then as we explained that we need witnesses, we do that in front of the Buddhas and the bodhisattvas. So in front of those witnesses, the Buddhas and the bodhisattvas, then also Shantideva then invite all sentient beings, all those who suffer in the samsara, all sentient beings he invites, and then he offers them all happiness, all good things. So the happiness of enlightenment and also a temporary kind of ease and happiness. And in doing so, then, so it satisfies all sentient beings are happy. And then all the gods also have, says the gods of... of this sometimes translated the side of goodness or the gods of the positive side or the clear side. You have the gods of the obscure side, like the Nakchok, and then you have the gods of the kind of positive side or the side of the light. If you are Karchok is like white and Nak is like black, so you have the obscure side and then the positive side. And so those gods of the kind of the positive side are the there are many different gods, such as the 75 protectors of the pure abodes of the gods. You have all those gods, different god of the positive side, and they then basically what they like is when the benefit of others is done, then this is what they appreciate, what they protect, what they try to protect, and also what they appreciate. So that makes them happy and satisfied to see that here the benefit of others is done, that Shantideva offers to all sentient beings every happiness possible.
That rang kawa gomba tang, shen kawa gonto shubhasi. Di kare pendo yarasana, an tenege ta tsa chenpo ge chonju sen di rang jela ni che sonay na, dara karse pendo chenpo dindi chakda wo, jumsen tila tenay dini, di chonju ge sen tsa chenpo di rang jela cheba di manyanya cheya ge chedo dini soso yang dila kawa gomba tang, an shen yang kawa gonto shub. Dini che sonay na di chonju ge sen di manyamba tenpor negres shingda. Dice da dige leo sumba chalore leo sumba nonone da chonjugi sen cheva chebala ni chosago re chosagi yana da ngwa dan de so rimba chie san de ma da chonjugi sen dom de da khande leng gu ge me ani len chwe shu la da gawa gonsu ti ho de ni chie san ani lo jong ki ko chie san ho da dine no che
And so what's the point of rejoicing? So here we saw, so we exhort also others to rejoice. And so why do we need to rejoice ourselves, and why others also to exhort others to rejoice? And the point is that now that we've given rise to this extremely rare and precious bodhicitta, then we rejoice as a way to prevent it from diminishing. Waning. If we rejoice in this way, if we have others rejoicing in the fact that this bodhicitta that is so rare and so precious have arisen, is born, then by rejoicing in this way, then we will prevent it, we will make it more stable, more firm, and prevent it from diminishing, disappearing. So that is why we rejoice. And so that's the end of the third chapter. And this third chapter, so was explained first, there was the branches, the aspect of accumulating merit, and then the mind training, and then we come to the actual taking of the vow, and then lastly rejoicing in the generation of the bodhicitta. If you have questions, you can ask. No. Question.
Just to be precise about how bodhicitta aids Pravakas and Pratika Buddhas, I want to be sure that bodhicitta is not born in their mind, but it's bodhicitta that's born in the mind of the bodhisattvas that help them, which help them. This bodhicitta, not the one that which is not supposed to be in their mind.
You stole something.
I mean, they don't train in generating bodhicitta.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, the question is that, so how does bodhicitta helps the Shravakas and Pratika Buddhas, because they're not supposed to have given rise to bodhicitta. Mm-hmm. So, is it that it is the bodhicitta in the mind of the bodhisattvas that help Shravakas and Pratika Buddhas to reach arahathood?
That's right. Then nge chöshaya dhala chungyore, nge chöshaya dhe karel dhene chungyore sene, nge ki jula chönyuk sen dhala dhene chungyore, odi tzawa no.
Yeah, that's right. It's because, so, when, as a bodhisattva, and if you see people and you try to help people, and you see that it's someone of a kind of a middling kind of capacity, you wouldn't be helping them to give them, like, teachings for those of higher capacity, like Mahayana kind of teachings. They need more something that relate to their own capacity, because they won't be practicing it, so that won't help them. So you give them this kind of teaching on the Sharvaka path, so that they come and reach arthood and be free from suffering there. So that is on the basis of the teaching that is given to them that they reach their arthood, and the teaching is given on the basis of the bodhicitta. So that is, as you said, because of the bodhicitta in the mind of the bodhisattva, who then teach the Dharma, teach according to the capacity of, for example, Sharvaka capacity, so Sharvaka kind of teachings, and so he reaches in this way to arthood. Yorick?
Yeah, referring to this, does this quote, those who seek the peace of Sharvakas are guided by omniscience itself to perfect peace, does this refer to this? Does it mean like guided by omniscience, mean like guided by the omniscience of the bodhicitta in the minds of the bodhisattvas?
What else could it mean?
That they themselves possess omniscience.
How are they called if they have omniscience?
Buddha.
Yeah. Oh, but it doesn't say it explicitly, that's why I ask. I think. I have the answer, but I don't know if it's clear.
So, again, it's in the quote, those who seek the peace of Sharakas are guided by omniscience itself, is to know whether omniscience is in their mind or in the mind of someone else. Is that the question?
Nyendu krong tsuku jula yoyashayangi dame tobi lo tela yishe segre, kunshe segre. Janju simbi jula yoyashayangi dame tobi lo tela lanshe segre. Sanji ki jula yoyabi dame tobi lo tela nanchen. Dela chenpa son shinga. Tuyende ta tanda nyendu shiwa tsona kunshe nichi nyeji tinze kanyin danse. Nyendu tsuki kare kosuki ni drugu yorasena. Kosuki shiwa rachungi kumbonde kosuki tsogu yoras. Tsol sedi haku yora. Odi that the so yana the karegi digi component tigres na the kunshe kanza ge dami to lo de tigres ta kanza ge dami de to bala da ko so gi che nyane che gura o de che nyane de tin chanju simbi ge chanju ki sen de la de ne che she bala de ne chung gures de ne no chi parim ba shin de chik chi la yan tyi ne
so so the
and the kunshe la de nyende krong chi
this term here omniscience is what is in the mind of the Shravakas. Interesting. The basically the term used here, kunshe, to know all, is also termed that. Basically, here that refers as this kunche refers to actually the understanding, the realization of selflessness that there is in the stream of mind of the Shravakas on the path, and that is what will lead them to the state of arhathood, based on this kunche. So kun means all, and she means to know, so it's tempting to call it omniscience. However, basically it's a different kind of, like, there's Dhamma terminology that comes in the Abhisamaya Alankara, then you see that they call the this kind of knowledge is sort of this kind of wisdom, this kind of this kind of understanding of selflessness. They're called differently for the Shravakas, for the Bodhisattvas, and for the Buddhas. So for the Shravakas, we call it either kunche, so this, I don't know, we call it translated as knowing all, or kind of all-knowing. Huh? The knowledge of all in the... Yeah. No. Knowledge of all is Namba Tamshi Kimpe. I have to check that. Yeah. Maybe... Let's try the knowledge of all for today. So they try to make it clear. It's also... There's another term which is called Shishi, which is like the... What's it? Knowledge of... Knowledge of the basis, yeah, basic knowledge of, I don't know, or knowledge of the basis. And that's another term, so either this knowledge of all or knowledge of the basis, this is what refers to this understanding of selflessness in the mind of the Shravakas, and that is what is referred to here in by the term omniscience. So they are guided by this kind of knowledge, that's this knowledge of all or knowledge of the basis, their understanding of selflessness. This is what guide them towards state of arhathood. In the stream of mind of a bodhisattva, we talk of the knowledge of the path, and in for the Buddhas, then we talk about namken yishe, the omniscience, knowledge of all aspects.
So, what's the difference between knowledge of all and knowledge of all aspects?
As we explained, the knowledge of all is the understanding of selflessness, the realization of selflessness in the stream of mind of a Shravaka. And the omniscience is this understanding is in the stream of or in the case of a Buddha. So there is
no explanation for me.
It's a definition.
It's a precise definition.
So when you tell me that there is an omniscience in the mind of a Shravaka.
Okay. That's what we're trying to do. It's one is called Kunshe, and this call is called Namken Yeshe in Tibetan. It's two different terms.
But because it says here,
yeah, that's why we're correcting
the excess of self and everything. So we learned so far that the Shravakas have an knowledge of the selflessness of self, but not of phenomena.
Yeah.
Completely a phenomenon.
Yeah.
But if I read this here, the absence and realization of the absence of self in everything, I would, for me, it means.
Where is it?
It's in the footnote 117, the very bottom, last line. So it's to clarify. Because that's quite an interesting point that seems to contradict a little bit.
Yeah. Kunshe didi kande so te kongso ge karse dame didi kongso ge nyendo la yubi didi shirab dame tobe shirab di ani kunshe la gorwa tenda yin didi ni chu tamche ge dame bara wate toge mendoa kongso ge dunghe teni denba shigi dame bata dunghe dame bata ju karse kunshe dame ba ani kare Pumpunga dame ba te di
tongre tongmar tongre tongre kansa dame se ade che tsamak den de kansak dami to gores ko thong gores ina i chog dami sin chin da de tsamak ko ge thong ye mara da ina kun she la ye de chidan kun she se de tsama she ya ge ming ra ora ina danda de kun she se de tsama she ya ge tun da ma kron ge she go ya ge da chi she go ya ge tsama ha go gores kron she go ya ka re res na kansak dami tsama ko to ba ina Indigore, o di tsama hakoyala, kun shes shinda.
Tisa pumbunga la tune tene, pumbunga la
tune. Pumbu dere, pumbunga zola raba da chawa sinin shegore.
Nasa?
Pumbu raba da tsama kansaka dami togore. Ine pumbu chawa se de tene, jik sheba ganane, chasho de tene, kichik chame se shegunda, chame. Ndi na shi, zug duzo ge, ne chawa de, dunten chame shegore. Dini na ko, demar zimbikin zimba yore. Ti dembar zimbi zimba de nyendri mare di ko shedi rawa di ki nyembo khansa ka dami di toyo mara ko di demi toyo mara ina ya ta pumbu raba di tsama nga so ki pumbu raba di chik tun zin de nye ching toa nga so ki pumbu di ta chik yin ten de ya ki chik zimba shu chama o di ko ge yo ne meba toyo di meba toyo la khansa ka dami toyo
and so this skunchi is so yeah I understand realize the selflessness for like the truth of suffering, the truth of the origin, the five skandhas, and so on. But so for the, it is the understanding, realization of the selflessness of individual. You have the selflessness of phenomena and selflessness of individual. So this is a wisdom that realizes the selflessness of individual. And so it understands, it realizes everything it needs to realize, to understand in order to realize the selflessness of individual, but not all the other aspects that needs to be realized in order to realize the selflessness of all phenomena. And, for example, in order when we talk about the aggregates, then there's this kind of gross aspect and the more subtle aspect. The gross aspect is this the body and all this gross level of the aggregates. And so Kunchi then realizes the selflessness of those aggregates, this gross level of aggregate. There's no such thing as a body, then there's no individual to grasp at. Yet it doesn't understand the selflessness of the most kind of subtle level that would correspond to a kind of a atomic understanding of things. And because that relates to the cognitive obscuration, and not anymore to emotional obscuration, but to cognitive obscuration, in that it is grasping at the inherent existence of a thing and grasping at their true existence. So that is, so Kunche is the understanding or the realization, is the wisdom that realizes the selflessness of the individual. Yeah. I guess.
I have a question. We touched on obscurations again today. But my question is actually from previous teachings people gave. And one of the emotional obscurations I think you want is an example used. Sometimes you just see someone and it's enough to, you know, annoy you or make you angry or something. I wonder if he's received any instructions on how to deal with that. Basically, in my previous job for the last month, I had a colleague I had to work with and they really destroyed my bodhicitta. And even I was reading a Dogen Drupa's Train the Mind, and when I was trying to apply these antidotes, it was really quite difficult to do what's been said, you know. People have often expressed it themselves. So how did, you know, what are some antidotes to dealing with emotional obscuration like that, where you have people that just get under your skin, I guess?
Okay.
Have you received any menga?
So, yeah, do you have any menga to deal with the kind of emotional obscurations that when you are, with someone? How do you say? Get under your skin, is that what you say? Tengo sa da teri yan tene, nyundi to shiri chik tene, tis son wa, tene, ikansan tene, nyundi ki kawala tene, kembo ke tene, nyundi psa na karari sa na de, nga za de, tene tsamre tene, me chiki tongdo tene, tis long lang ya da, tene, tene, kondo sa ya da, tene, di ya ni, nyundi psa da, ane nga tene, chik, tene, 가상대 칼신이 되게 튀어 튀어 되게 건강 가상 너무 많더니 dawa kashingo na leka chedi ani dawa chik siringi mi chiki nyamdo te leka cheyos mi du ikan la de pe kande la war kola kaddu ina kola kondra sagi yunga pe kade chong sons kanangi tenei chang sem de te pe tor son ko ani nga deki di yang tenei di du tenei tenei chungem chumparam bachi ne chik chik tep tenei tep chik yore lo chungi kola chik yore sen nga de di tagi tagi yang tenei kansuki nyembo dawa tenei tenei beche zana chigi chigi yang tene shida chetu maso ani ko kadui na ko tongdo tene long na war tang tawar tang ko tene pet tene kondro sarwa tene ani tene ta kampo tene dei kapsu tene kande chigo rishto tene nenga da wachi chigi chigi yori kan ta kande chigo rishto kansi nanga tene nyembo dito tene tene pa shana tene tene yong imi dwa tene da yinu tene nyonjib tene tene shukshimbo da wachi yondo tene mi chigi tongdo tene ko kadui na la kondro sarwa tene ta nyembo kande yomis tene ta chigi tap tap kande yomis Migi tsu kadi kazi chik neva no chene, chik soso kondo longo ya chumaina. And the chick ditch chevore, kasi de la pa chik kondo sayanda oda, pan neva no chejana, and pendon doom in the diano. Chi sozola chick pendon doom in the penna, so neva chedi de la yanja land of chick toneva kondo sayanda oda, and it never chejana. And in ditch jet of sugar, sozola tsu chick pendon of pendo, and tong doom in the Sano Mambotana, a Hakoris Carson, Michiki so condo longo end of the chin, Lansan de la Pachik Duja Chejawina, and Sozo Gujula, Kazani, Chick Devil Made in the Tama, Meva Chana Doko, Ni in the Dileke, the Chick Chena Dura, in a dig Meva Chagamar, so condo chick longo end of China, de la Pa condo lana, Tadun de Kana. Maru maru ronda, kondo de chiru chiru ronda. No di ende ta chik dende ki kosa kare tengo resna. Ta chik soso ge pa chik kurongu tsu kare lana ya lo ta chik yusho san rao dende che. Karisna mazo ge pa len loba ina ya, ni pendo chika ya maris. Chik chena ko chik pa chik duja ji lao shawa ina, ni sanyi ne chik ya mede shiyan rao da. Dika na shingi ya chik soso ya shiyan rao dende chongre. Dende chong suwa ina ta ko dila. Chik pendon rabu da, tunden rabu kanya tuyo masan. Ndele paha shane, sozo gita chik kanya maray, chik kurong kare jewa ina yang, kurong ki migi wa mambu san rabu re, ndele labar to paha njinjin rabu kone. Ta chik pe duja chas karisina, nko ngala kadu ina yang, chik kondro langu yang rabu tende chik chengdu. Ta kurong pe jewa jema la, ta digi namin la tende, dunga mambu nyongu re, ta pe njinjin rabu tende. Te ikos pa, njinjin shukchimba jik, gontu pa ina. Ndele ranjin ki kalay kalay chik, Soso yinaya, kondom machaya dine, yung yores. Mato shen mengas yano dine, minsagi chik, di mebasayla lelao dine, kaya yomarata. Deiko so yashu chunga yina, njinjikum. Karasana, pacho degi soso la kondom shuchimbo chekgo yano dine, chungso yina, kurong jula ta dikba shuchimbo saro wara. Di dikba degi, ta jewa chima la dunga mambo nyong yore. O di dunga dine nyonga yina, ta pe, chikko kalen chekare trene dine, deiko so njinjilao chik kondom so yina. So control and longer and over the chunso in a condo this chick, Nurunda. I aunt the equals a chick servant over the day. Tachi Casse Duja Lava in a Tachi and Chisoso Gitella Pad Duja Malavache, a condo Masai Toshe in a chick Usuda Janet, Sebas Shiva Chick Seba Goyanda, Tachi Ninja Goyan and Dinere Mato Shame and us Jinchigama. Tayashi to the equals Ninja Cheto work on that.
So, yeah, when someone kind of get on our nerves, then it's quite difficult to also not to react to that. But the way to deal with that, one way to deal with that is to think of the situation and the benefit of getting angry at the person. Like if the person, you know, says all sort of bad thing to us, and then if we react also immediately with anger, or if we do not, so the advice is more to kind of try not to react, and I mean not to say anything, and because
of course, we can't eliminate anger immediately. You know, it's not just, it doesn't take to say, well, I'm not going to get angry, and then we don't. It's not as easy as that. So, but try not to react, and then, but instead try to think of the benefit. What would it bring if I get angry, if I say, you know, this bad thing back to that person? What's the point? And so in reflecting in this way, then we kind of, that would help. And then thinking also of, try to actualize a bit of thinking of, well, this person in being angry or doing these things to me is accumulating a lot of negative karma. And just if you start thinking a little bit of the consequences of these actions for him or for her, then you start to develop some compassion also. So there's this kind of this aspect of patience, of not reacting immediately, then contemplate on the benefit of, you know, of doing, of reacting. Actually, if you start to get angry and shout back at the person, do whatever, you know, to harm that person, but then what if this person dies the next day? You know, you don't know that what would have been the point of doing that. And instead try to develop a sense of compassion by thinking of actually the negative karma that this person is doing by behaving this way, and then the consequences then they have to suffer from that. And so the patience and mainly the compassion is important tool. But of course there's no like kind of magic trick, and you know, it's not like we can just get rid of anger just like that, and when we get angry at someone then you know, something happens and there's anger still. But those are the kind of ways that kind of help to kind of deal with that and train. Was it okay? Still have something? No. Bill?
I just want to clarify what we mean when we talk about taking on the suffering of others. Like in a dedication, example of the dedication, we talk about giving others the merit and taking on their suffering. So I think when we do that, it has to be from the point of view of selflessness, of no longer having attachment to, like, to my body, to my possessions, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, I may take on their physical suffering, but I'm not really taking on their negative emotions. Or maybe...
Why not? Why not?
So what's, you know...
We don't even take into karma.
Karma and also the causes.
Yes, everything bad you can think of.
Can you give me a PC kind of question?
Well, if I'm taking on the suffering of others, I want to do it according to my capacity, I think. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Shall I ask that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I... Is that correct? If I shall take the suffering of others, shall I take it according to my capacity? Is that
yes,
correct?
And my understanding of selflessness, that's it.
And my understanding of selflessness. Think about the most of the Kazayan. Mission Buggy, then Dungalaya, then the Kitchado, at the young Kibadu, then the Moai Kasukari, Yabo, you with the Papu, the Ning also get you too late. And 얘는 가서 된다 얘기 좀 볼 때는 가서 가르쳐 집 다음에 가면 맞더나 되는 디스칼이에요. 와서 소소 주볼 하더니 미션 받기 누가 나야 됐어. 영수이 말아. 된다 이제 가랑 게 때문에 미션 받기 누가 나와 미션 받기 니어몬 때문에 처음부터 줄 렌즈 아니 가랑기 다음에 기 똑바닥 뒷바닥 줄 렌거로 알아. 그래서 된다 그래서.
소바된 팀박이 깨져 말해 가연 그래서 나 듣고 러존라 러존 제디도 갈래 말해 되네고 렌스 센에 되네 텐데야 말도 우스 찍 소레네 소소라 수카시 레마야는 더 텐페 지고 사고 차가 배가죠 나 러존 제디고 찍 담에다 거기 딱이 딱이 제고 말 찬찬 찍 되네 지금 이거 때문에 아니 봐 찍 센제 참하게 동화 주도 제와 소소라 술 찍 랭귀에 되네 소소기 개와 주도 제바데 포기를 봐 Samala Patin, so Delatin, Sama Pe, Devadin, a tossant in a colodon in the chick, me but dear mother. Was chick so lenshay and over the Kayamara, Cassic Dami was Tobaina, 파족이 따직 로도네 딘레치 튀야레 마도 응어스 직 능아 주도 제바 출내야레서 거대네 뭐 소속이 직 나녀 체전조도 소속 매바 소야레 마도 미신다게 전이 그런 소야 매송다 산지에게 직 차되게 속에니 바 디바도서 매바 속에는 소도 말에 대가나시 축 축근은 축도 말에 쓰시는다 다 가래 팬도야레서 딘레 재미바 마음부 제선에는 티네스 매신도 그 아 로도네 마음부 콘도데 응어스 딘 퍼기라바 직 Chug Tony Penta and Roda, Tigana Shintajik, Jendin, Mus Chiaching to a Joakton, all the sorts of Tamarada, Chetuyatan, Nivachim Chavirus. Mother Shantik Dameto, Matodan, Soso, Jitter, think it is Kajamari, they call Lojonga, Lojon in the Ninoj.
No, has nothing to do with the kind of realization of selflessness or anything like that. I mean, it's just, that's very easy. It's just, you know, in your mind, you just take the suffering of others. It's not like you're actually taking the suffering of others. At no point do you start to take all the suffering and negative emotions of others, because if we were to do that, it would become quite heavy, you know. And at no point does it happen that when you do that mentally, then you end up with all the sufferings of all sentient beings. And also it is said that you can't relieve the suffering of sentient beings in this way. As you know, the examples that were given in that even the Buddha, you know, he can't wash away the obscuration of sentient beings with water. So what's the point of doing that? The point of doing that is to develop our capacity to be able to be of benefit to others, so that in the future we may be able to help them with the Dhamma or to accomplish whatever it takes to help them and to be able to do that. So that is training our mind. So it has nothing to do whether we understand really selflessness, how much of understanding of selflessness we have. It's something quite easy, quite simple. You just mentally take the suffering of others, but there's no actual taking. We don't take the actual suffering of others and start to put it in our body or in this way. Roger, you had a question?
About the Bodhisattvas who set forth the ways of the Pratyeka Buddhas.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I had understood wrong, but I thought I had understood that the Pratyeka Buddhas don't get teaching to find the truth by their own
effort.
Sanjeda, give you shiny mambo in the night, could choose you lead the grand thing to la cota, Jajungi combo, and Tomitoya de Cohacoware. De Hakoni, didn't Kurumana, Mana Janeta, Jiwa Jimala, ni Sanjigi Temba Sani Medesa. Tina Shinjin, Teba Mimbig, Niente Medesa, Chu Medesa, Tende Lumba Jenny, any Michandala, Chickpa Gigindo, give shiny or Tema Gavachini. Chuck got a tattoo and over the nation's and Manon some toy shaggy. Then in Chinin Coba, Manon this song on guitar, Java Jima de la Sanjay Tambatan made as a shing de la Chenny, then to turn and roll. As you bought the candela chun to Tani, then they enlarge union bottles, Lunjo the Lodo Tony deco, Dajon Comoton on the. What day goes at the Ransanjay City, day goes at that, Gavi Shenyan La Mate Baraniki, Janju the moon to chat to be Johnson at the Ransanjay Shenyan Mato, Dinguna Kobe, Chetan in my shubares and Mares. Dinghuna kogu chushire, chue mabu shuja digi tini pa nibasine yandra digi ni nrebo la tini, chewa de la tini ko chewa ngama ki chue mabu shuja digi niba digi tini chewa de la yanjar chi gevi shenya tenma gwa chini ranjingi chushire tu yago tini chungwa resu.
Nah, it's not like that. There's no no one then reached the level of a Pratyeka Buddha arahat without ever
ever receiving any teaching. So they receive teachings and from the Buddhas, and then they make the aspiration prayer that in their final lives they may be reborn in a place where there is no Buddha, where there is no Dharma, where there is no Shravaka. They make the aspiration prayer so that they may be in the circumstances realize selflessness and make the aspiration, and then they be able to teach the Dharma, but not with words, but just by demonstrating miracles with their body. And because with speaking words, sometimes there's all sorts of kind of problems, such as pride and things like that, that can kind of arise. So because of that, they make this aspiration prayer. So on account of those three aspiration prayers, they make those three aspiration prayers. And so in their last life, then they are reborn in this place where there is no Buddha. And so in their last life, they don't receive any teaching. But it doesn't mean to say that before they never receive any teaching. And it's because of the teachings they received before and the aspiration prayers that they made, that when in this last life, then they walk around and they see a dead body, and then they start reflecting and then start to understand by themselves the 12 links of interdependent origination, and they kind of and realize that and come to realization in this way. Davide?
Given the fact that then we cannot take the suffering of others upon ourselves, we cannot wash away their karma, I would like to know how does then praying for others or wishing others good, which seem to have effects on other, work? If we cannot, it doesn't work, then we can kind of relieve them.
So if we're going to help others take the suffering of others, then how can we help people with prayers?
Tenga se tene mission ba ke dungan tene mo sunla ya yomara tenda yin du na tse mission ba la ani malam jane ta so aden tene ko so shaden la tene ko so la pendo kare yomer
ani kuron se jula dunga de nyuru nyuru do ber
na se te tsule na
So len de da mi ba te de da ko so la da chi pen to yan do da kale kha wara lo do ne
la so
yin de ma bo gom ro de ne chi me shi no ngo su chi pa che she de yan do da ngo su pen ba de ne du to yan de yong wa xing da da de pen do du ro de kha za de ge ju le dung ma nyur nyur ro ge ma do pa ge ki dung de su len de ne xin yin kurang ge ju le nyur ro de ne ke ja ma res
ge yin de na so
te pen ro
sha den ro chi che wa ina
de ne re ma zo ge
kato
chum
machina ya tene ko so gadila de ani ga mission bala sam na tan tene pa tare bu yo tene bala do ge
ani ne re re re
chaden tu tene ko la pagila pento yo wa
zan
do de ye da de so mo so yo wa
re re ti ko chi ne chue ge chin lo re ni ne so so ge man an ja go ra ti ni in san ro de tene pa jo khan sa de la chi kurang ge ni chi dunga de se Diki chinab de la tene, the new written in the rest. The new written dog, the coach chinab down, so good manam ding it, such a more shamber, or digi, new body get that. Mato Pagiki, the nature, the dunga de any new road, the dunga de so sort of 2 million over the Nikaimar, Koran Shinkitachi, Chugi chinab de Nevachanora. Chugi chinab said, and Niva said, the Sanguin, Sanchi Michova is shamed, coach che de che, the Nintigal, so so get that, Pachok made the. Miskane, Pachok made the chet, then a chute, cheguy tenny, Gunon did tenure, then it did tenny church any, that melanjagora, the Sotam, a moment's under the, didn't you body, didn't crown pento to worries.
So, yeah, when we take the suffering of others, then this is a little bit difficult to see how that could, you know, actually relieve their suffering, apart from. Then by doing that, then we'll be more able to help them, like help them back with the Dharma and so on. When we're praying for others, then we have like practice done for others and praying this way. Then there's a benefit due to the blessing of the Dharma and due to the power of our aspiration prayers. In doing so, we make aspiration prayers. And as we said the other day, there's a enormous power. The aspiration prayers have an enormous power. So because of the blessing of the Buddha, that is also inconceivable, they said to be inconceivable, and all the aspiration prayers that we made, then during, because of that, then something is happening and this help and they are helped. But then when we take the suffering, and so just taking the suffering doesn't really in itself, you know, do much to their situation.
Just a little is there somewhere almost a technical explanation how this process of the blessing, especially, well, not the blessing of the Buddha, but I guess it's the problem is not explainable, but like how does it almost mechanically work that we pray and somebody get the benefit? It's like on an Abhidharma level, almost, if you know what I mean. How does it work? Why? Explanation. Given the fact that
The problem is the term prayer. That's all.
Malnam
Shabden is not like. It's not the exact same.
Okay, concept. The other one is the power of our aspirations. Then.
Okay, Malnam.
Is there an explanation of why does it work, or is it something we accept?
Is there an explanation? Yeah, of the power of aspiration prayer.
So so ge mena je di mila pen to ya ki kor ndo ra
a le o
din pa ru la de wa ki le cha ge me
re pen to chul ja wa te ne khan de re
ta de mena chi bu ge do ta khan de pen to to na khan da so so ge da chue ndo de ne chi che o de chue de ge da pa cho de la ngo s pen to to wa sho sen do mena ja je de te ne chue kro ng chi na da da mena ni ning song ra o de ni song re ma da ta chue ga ya me ba je ne de ga si The main bata, the new chase, you sanjay the chonju, somebody so being a chair chair, the saman, pa mini. Oh, the niggy chu gyawa, the sama get in a call about panto to by shows and doing. Manama with Jaja in another call, chug nibati. Then it's also men on the nins over. The shins that they want to open the chagrin into that. Chicago.
So when you make the aspiration prayer, then here's like related to the Dharma, it's because of the Dharma, the blessing of the Dharma, basically. Because if you just make aspiration prayer without any kind of connection to the Dharma, I wonder how much that would be, you know, effective. So here, this is all the root of virtues, all the positive actions accumulated, then that we dedicate, you know, that we then we make aspiration prayers that they have an impact and they help others. So this link with the Dharma, we make the, you know, we pray that may all the merit accumulated by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the three times, all the positivity in the three times, and may, you know, through this, may, you know, so and so be benefited in this way. And so that is the blessing of the Dharma, then that is, you know, brings something more than the, just a mere aspiration prayer. Something?
You mentioned that there were three aspirations of the Pratyekin Buddhas, and I'm not sure that I got them, the three of them, so could you clarify that? Which are the three aspirations of the Pratyekin Buddhas?
Be reborn in a place where there is no Dharma, no Buddha, no Shravaka, then realize selflessness, and teach without words. Yin?
questions about exchanging self and others, and when you exchange, take on the suffering of others, it doesn't actually take on the suffering of that person. There's a story in the teaching of the master who was sitting on the throne, and someone threw a stone at the dog, and he yelled ouch and had the whelp, and the dog walked off just fine. So in that case, he was able to take on the suffering. So how does that work? At some point, is it possible to actually take on the suffering?
통해서 드는 이한테는 눈은 손에 얘기 가을 때 얘기한 것 같은데 근사람의 시간은 지금 중지 여러와 근데 거두게 아티시하게
칠을
남아지기라 라
칠을 도시에들에
어 어디 다 고갑지랑 가서 이한테는 근데 은혜 드네 미친 밖에 눈을 손에 하더라고 근데 은혜 다 왔더네 시기레스트 칸레레스트 왔더지
다 근데 시도 시도에서 가서는 배 소소라 떠받았냐네 배 통보된대요나 아니 근데 용을 했어 시행다 이내는 다 동안다고 된대 직당하게 다 지금 내고 된대 저다 지 레안드레 뭐 또 소속 응원에 다 지 드리반다고 자니 그럼 매번 맞서네 대가랑 대대대 드리바도 참아 짱맞서네 지 출래네 그 산지 고모 타야라고 대래도 자니 그럼 시그마를 시행다 이내 다 내고 지 동안다고 된대 템보 템보도
He said that there's if you have a very high level of realization, then there's this kind of possibility of taking on the kind of suffering, but on a kind of really kind of very limited level. So that you have this kind of thing happening, and you take the suffering at that point, and but then because you can't take all the sufferings and all the obscurations, because otherwise could send all sentient beings to enlightenment in this way, and this is not what is happening. It's just it is said that there is this possibility that it's possible if you have an extremely high level of realization that you could, on account of occasionally you could take on the suffering of others. Balama? You? There was a hand over there 2 minutes ago. Oh, stretching. Okay. You're okay.
Maybe just short remark, because on page 113, kind of in the middle, where this example is given to the insects that unintentional kind of create scripture, then you said, you continued with not in the same way, and here it is said in the same way. I mean, the meaning I think was the same, but here it is said it's in the same way, like kind of by accident, that because of our karma, of our merit and so on, bodhicitta occurs in our minds. And you said it's not like that, like it's not unintentional but intentional, like.
Just for the people who are not here, that they
hear the right.
The right thing is you.
No,
is that what you think? Just clarifying.
In this case, yeah.
Things look here. Boogie, simboogie, pay it off. So you do need. Then when you get two means, she put us as a killer. Then you move to the region as you see it harsh. Son of Kitty, one lap of your name. Did a tenny decapsu? Any Nazogi Simbuta Mandrava, then Simbuta Konzogi, the last year were Hamakon. Then Nazoya tenny, Nazo de Hamakon and Mara, Nazo de. Galwaridwa, Nazogi Sona Mambosan, Tilly Taurua, Tatagazgi, Hoptamito, Chikmarwa, Digi, Dendaku Gores, the Simbutan Chipatine, also Tene, Tandatine, Simbutiotan Chibangasitana, Digi, Chancho Sympathicaris.
Dende Maresu, Simbuko, you get here, and I shinch Mares. Co Carson, the Gaz, Chikuran, Sandra, the Deco, the Neki.
They won't go in the chicken.
Then the chavo, you're in the. Simple, call ye get the soothe, near the nature of the trick of the say, getting one and devant over the Anashi, this Sayaki Juno kind or Macron, the Nijik Sando, the dear Hajinchi. Because the chowder, what the name is.
So the official version is still, it's not in the same way. That, you know, the insect, then they just draw, make their drawing, you know. Without kind of, you know, knowing what they're doing, they just eat the wood and then ends up with a kind of design that looks like writing. But for the bodhicitta to take a birth to arise, then there's needs for this huge accumulation of merit, and without this huge accumulation of merit in the past, then we wouldn't be able to give rise to the precious bodhicitta. So that is not, you know, just by chance, just like a writing formed by insects eating wood.
Yeah, I understand it in this way that, of course, it's not unintentional that we accumulate merit and on which basis bodhicitta can rise, but it's just kind of an expression of amazement that it's possible that so much merit can be accumulated and that bodhicitta indeed can arise. So this is how I understand, in the same way that it's maybe not taken that seriously, that it's understand? No.
Do you have a question, or do you just want to?
Yeah, I'll just explain how I understand it. It's not that I understand it like I said, I just wanted to clarify what you translated and what's written in the text. And so I just say that although it doesn't contradict what it's written here and what would you what can be explained.
Is that a question or
no. I mean, you can tell him
대학이 체도 콤 배전로 되는 거는 가인로에 말아. 단 아주 장족이 센터다 데스 제외는 디체야데 딩훈라 디체야게 배전로 되는 짜니 뭔도 마선이 대가스 찍고는 아니 지 되는 체 운요래서 네 말했어. 어 빼 되는 거 없이 고 된다 고 말해.
So yeah, no, it's not like that. They should be understood this example of the insect and the writing while they eat the wood, is that the idea behind it is that the insects in eating the wood in this way, just, it says, by accident end up having written something. So there's no like effort involved, no kind of, you know, intention or effort involved in that writing. And so the whereas in the bodhicitta cannot arise without giving birth to without accumulating a huge amount of merit. So this is a kind of those two aspects which are opposed. In one case, there's no kind of particular effort, like intention, and in this just happened naturally, just by accident. There's no effort has been put in writing. It's just by eating, then there's a writing that appear. And whereas here, for bodhicitta to appear, then it is necessary to have accumulated merit during extremely long time. Dominique.
So we checked three translations on the wood first for that.
Mm-hmm.
And one says by chance it happened, one says coincidentally, and one says somehow. So there is not in a single translation, there is a reference that that is somehow caused by married or whatever in the past.
It says, as if, and also I think that's referring to the example of the blind man finding the precious gem. I think it's talking about the rarity.
I mean, it says here, by some mere chance configuration of karmic merit. So it says on the one side, there is an accumulation of merit, and on the other side, how this accumulation of merit comes together, and probably the amount, but also the right manner and so on. And then, in the end, he is saying this is something that is completely amazing. Like, he says, there is accumulation of merit, so it's something intended, but on the other hand, nevertheless, that bodhicitta can arise due to that accumulation of merit, that's something amazing. And this is how I understand it. It's in the same way as insects, although it's intentional, not intentional, so it's not directly the same way, but nevertheless.
Do we have a question? What should I? Yeah. Well, for the translation also, it's like when it's a fill-in commentary, like here, you know, they expound on it, and so sometimes they can also change the thing. So it might not be because they say like this in the translation, then because they expand and then you just add, you know, another word in between, then you can end up with the opposite, or because you add another element in the middle. If you see what I mean? But do you want me to? Was that?
We were talking about the translation of Bodhicitta.
Yeah, that's what I mean, and this is the commentary, so that could be different.
Okay.
That could be. I'm not saying it's the case. I said that as a general rule. Do you want me to say something?
No, I'm fine. I think I understand how it's meant.
So okay.
Just generally.
Okay. Anything? Any? Question. No, buddy.
So,